relax, you'll laugh when you fall back. We're Animaniacs. Come join the Warner Brothers
and the Warner Sister Dot.
Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're the goose, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Dot is cute and Yakko yaps. Wacko packs away the snaps while Bill Clinton plays the sax. We're Animaniacs. Pete, Pinky, and the Brain, who wants to rule the universe. Put Feathers Plot together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. Button shakes his Mindy while Rita sings a verse. The writer's script, we have no script, why bother to rehearse? We're Animaniacs. We have pay or play contracts. We're singing to the max, there's baloney in our slacks. We're Animaniacs, totally insane.
It is good. Welcome. Sorry, that was weird. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGC. We're wacky, we're loony, we're Animaniacs, we're Animaniacs. I'm DJ Sean Money. I am with... Sorry. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGC Broadcasting, AK Catskill and Hudson. I am... DJ Shamani. I'm also with
DJ Cola on Sound Engineer.
Okay, and this is a little bit of a different show. We're gonna go through a lot of quizzes, cause last show we did some quizzes and I loved it. I loved it. I'll probably sit back, drink some water, have a good time, have some fun, play a lot of songs, do a lot of quizzes. And just tell you about some things, like on Monday, or no, that's Friday, we're going to a play. Matter of fact, what was the play called again? Do you remember?
The Princess and the Pauper.
Yeah, okay, I gotta remember that because it reminds you of Princess and the Beach. What is the Pauper? Or Pauper? Or Pauper? Pauper? Or something like that. So, My sound engineer is gonna ask me questions for the quiz.
Oh, I thought you were
doing
a song.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We're gonna do a song after this, and then we're going to go into some quizzes, and we're gonna do it with each other, so we'll be back.
After the song, I have one question for you, audience. English or Spanish?
Something in your nose, sniffing that K. Did you feel the hole? Hope you find peace for yourself. New boyfriend ain't gonna fill the void. Do you even really like this track? Take away the drugs, would you feel the noise? More and more you try to run away. You're yourself, do you feel the toy? Looking for a cause I'm over boys. Would you be my girlfriend, baby? Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa. Something turned me off. Smoking made me. Cause I'm longing for something secure.
Thank you.
control back if they roll back the rate at which time starts to fly. Never landing or standing by, never taking a break, ever making me retry. We nickel and dime every quarter to two, but maybe it's time to let time pass through. If the future is bright, it doesn't shine with that end of the tunnel light. More like a deer in the headlights, sudden red lights or your deadlights as the anglerfish bite. It's not fair. The past is clear, but it's clear back there. What's ahead, no one knows, but it's closing in, we swear. Still not in my prime, I have so much to do, but maybe it's time to let time pass through. I can't just rewrite decisions when life gets strange. Should I go with my gut? On which door I should shut? I'm unsure, I'd keep exploring this rut, but what good is time without change? Move on, 'cause things never last. Just move on, 'cause it goes too fast and the past has passed. So move on, no one likes an ending. So what's with the attention we keep on giving them? Why are we still spending so much time dreading our lives instead of living them? Why do we try to divert the river when the water is what will deliver us where we need to go? We may never know why. Time is always in limited supply, but we'll live to regret it if we get it and then let it slip by. It can never rewind. Once you've lost it, it's hard to find. Take the journey in stride when your plans have been sidelined. Every hourly chime could begin something new. To let time pass through, not passing by, but passing through till the well runs dry. Just passing through.
Can't the future just wait? I am DJ Sean Money. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio Live on 90.7 FM. WGXC broadcasting Iroquois, Catskill, and Hudson. Today we're just gonna be chilling, listening to some shows, vibing.
We vibing.
You know that's all we could do.
Life.
You know.
Wait, hello?
It's because that's not on.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Are you muted? But you are at max volume.
Hello. What? This problem again.
Unplug it in and plug it back in.
We're just using
yours. Alright.
I'm not dealing with this again.
Okay. So today we're gonna do some quizzes.
We're still waiting on IP.
Oh my goodness, you're telling me. Today we're gonna be doing some quizzes. First quiz, I'll let you pick.
First quiz, we're gonna find out our aesthetic.
Okay.
Alright, so if
okay,
you
that
were
way better.
A mythical creature, if you want, you don't have to.
What? The stand?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm cool.
Alright.
So, what are we doing?
This one right here. We're gonna find out our personal aesthetics.
Okay.
And let me just do this.
So are we doing this on a computer? Are you doing this on your phone? Are we both doing this?
We're both.
Okay, okay.
Here we go. So, if you were a mythical creature, which one would you be out of all these?
Alright,
let's see. A mermaid. And if you want to play at home, by the way, you can look it up at Quizzoto, Q quizoto.com. That's where all of our quizzes are going to be have, either there or on Quotev, Quotev.com. Shout out to them. But yeah, if you were one of these mythical creatures, which would you be?
What's that last one? What's F?
A Sphinx. They got worshipped in like ancient Egypt. I'm picking that one.
I'll probably do that then.
Dang, we picked.
Dang.
Wait. Go back up. What's the most important accessory in an outfit?
Did we skip that one? Oh, it's randomized.
What?
That's not good. Alright, whatever.
I thought you were going on a whole other quiz.
Alright, we'll just do you.
Okay. What's your least favorite Christmas song?
Oh my god. Why is the Chipmunks on here?
I'll say A.
Really? Okay.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa. Jackson 5.
Which Disney princess would you love to hang out with?
Tatiana. Tiana, sorry.
That's valid.
The only black princess.
Where do you wish you were? Ooh. Right now.
I'll say D.
You would be relaxing in a coffee shop with a dear friend out of all the options. That's totally valid.
Okay. Alright, let's see what's next.
You want to read that?
Which color palette are you most likely to wear on a night out? Sunset colors like coral, caramel, and all amber yellow. I know which one you're gonna pick.
Yeah, probably all black.
Yeah, all black. Black. What's your preferred role at a wedding? Everybody knows the roles. Guest is on here too, so is photographer.
Besides, I'd say photographer.
Really?
I would want to be a
photographer. Oh, yeah. That's valid. I don't know why I act surprised.
Ooh, who's the most relatable movie villain?
Out of all of these,
I'll let you read those.
Excuse me. Roy Batty from Blade Runner, Miranda Priestley from The Devil Wears Prada, the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz, that's a tongue twister, Ursula from Ariel, Eric Killmonger from The Black Panther, or Amy Elliott Dune from Gone Girl. I don't know any of
these. I don't think Killmonger was really a bad guy. He just got himself taken from him.
So you're going to pick Killmonger?
No. Oh, you said the most relatable, right? Yeah, I'm picking Killmonger.
That's totally valid.
After a long and stressful day, what kind of music do you listen to for comfort? Smooth jazz, folk and indie, current pop hits, classical music, lo-fi beats to study to, or rock and roll?
Ooh, which one are you picking?
Oh, to study. Wait, you said to calm down? Like, for comfort? Ooh, it could really differ. Maybe lo-fi.
Okay.
I'll say lo-fi, yeah. You? We got the same question.
I'd probably pick rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got the same question.
To calm down, because, like, for me, calming down consists of screaming until I'm calm. Because you gotta get the anger out before you can calm down. You can't just ignore it.
Okay.
What are you most likely to wear at a friend's birthday?
Did you pick it?
Nope. Okay. Something both cute and comfortable, a slightly fancier version of your favorite outfit, something low-key so they could stand out, a nice outfit you just bought, a slightly risky fashion choice, or a vintage dress you've been saving for the occasion.
A nice outfit I just bought.
That's valid.
You?
Honestly, yeah, same.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I would have thought you would have went low-key.
Nah, I like to wear new clothes all the time.
Okay.
I'll just kind of like not wear old clothes until I cycle through all my new clothes again.
Okay.
What style dress do you like the best?
I don't care. I guess a slip dress? I don't know. I don't wear dresses, man. We can read for yours. What are we going to use?
Oh, no. It's this one. In your opinion, you gotta pick another dress?
Oh, my goodness.
You gotta pick another dress.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Reminiscent of a mermaid?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. You're most likely to develop a crush on somebody who plays what?
Drums.
Or they can sing. That's also one.
Singing.
I guess my decision
is drums.
Womp. You can read this one.
What's your opinion of yourself? Be honest. Scroll down. I always stand out in a crowd. I think highly, highly intelligent and well read. I'd like to stand out in the crowd, but realistically, I know I don't. Let's see. I'm highly insecure, but I'm working on it. I'm just a person, neither great or terrible. I can't see the last one. I have a great style and I take great care of my appearance. What's between like three D's? I would say it's between F, A,
which one are you gonna pick?
And
ooh, another one.
I'm gonna say F. Or C.
That's a tough one. Honestly, yeah, it's...
Which one are you on?
Same one.
Okay. It's between the F or C for me. What about you?
I think I'm gonna pick A. I always stand out in the crowd.
I'm gonna say C then. I'm gonna say C.
I almost just swapped and didn't use for mine. That was confusing.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got too close to your headphone.
If you had a... Yo, what's that picture? The picture just says give up. That caught me so off guard.
4-2-1-1-2-1
Your life without one of these things, which one would you give up?
Trips to the beach, could I barely go?
That's totally valid.
What about you? Oh, you didn't get that question.
I didn't get that question yet, but if I had to pick... Probably reading novels, because I don't read that much.
Yeah.
Or trendy clothes, because the clothes I picked aren't necessarily
some
trendy.
Some clothes I like are, I guess, trendy. Not really. A lot of clothes I like are underground. I don't see too many people with them.
How do you decorate your bedroom walls? Would you leave them blank, write something sentimental, with carefully curated artwork, lots of posters and pictures, that's the one I would pick, with art that you made? Depends on your feeling. You change your decor quite often.
Lots of photos and pictures. Lots of posters and pictures, yeah.
That's totally valid.
If I got the choice and I got to be settled and I was like, I knew I was settled.
That's my room already. I just have a bunch of posters. I got like a bunch of Dragon Ball posters. Would you consider buying clothes from a thrift shop? And this, we're not going to read every single answer because,
maybe.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to say A.
Yeah, as long
wait,
as...
Wait, no, wait.
Oh.
That A. Aww.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
I apologize. If your aesthetic was a scent, what would it be?
Filled a what?
Scent, like a smell. I already got this one. I picked fresh air and white flowers.
I'm gonna say vanilla.
Vanilla and tobacco?
No. I was gonna pick that one too.
You want
to
read the rest?
Sugar and sweet rose, red wine. Fresh air and white flowers. Morning drew wet grass. I'm gonna say what's like chewing? Like I hear tobacco and I think bad. Like chewing tobacco? Like is that what it means? Like
yeah, pretty much.
Ew, like, no.
I know, right? I don't really smell like tobacco that much, right?
Roses.
Vanilla and tobacco would just smell like a stogie.
Like, literally.
I mean, like, I thought it was, like, vanilla.
So you're gonna pick roses?
Yeah.
That's valid.
Like, yeah, like...
What's the most important accessory in an outfit?
I think we got this.
Nah, it was a little bit different.
I'll say shoes.
Shoes. That's totally valid. I picked the...
I feel like shoes are a core thing of a fit.
I picked
you the... You go off shoes.
If you were... Oh, this one's good for you. I had
what
this one.
What is it?
If you were a photographer, which one would you specialize in? And would you like to read them?
Fashion. Sorry. Fashion and beauty. Photography. Travel photography. What's E? Celebrity photography? Photography?
Celebrity portraits.
Oh.
Or photography.
I'll say wildlife.
I picked wildlife too. Surprisingly, I didn't pick live music.
I was going to. I thought about it.
What kind of outdated activity would you spend a Sunday afternoon
doing? Ooh, this is a good one.
And the, want me to read it or would
you? Yeah, you can read it.
Alright. Listening to your favorite songs, catching fireflies, hand washing your clothes. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, teach your own. I'm not dissing anybody. Pressing flowers. Pressing? What does that mean?
Like putting them in books?
I don't think so. Is it like just going up to a bunch of flowers? Hey, yo!
Nah. Like putting them in books, I think.
Collecting stamps or handwriting a letter to your crush or partner?
Handwriting a letter to your crush or partner.
I'd pick that one too. That's valid. The one thing you would most improve your life in the moment is...
Ooh. A shopping trip, a new hobby somewhere. Someone falling in love with you. Meeting a new, what? A new what?
Where are you? New exciting people.
Okay, new exciting people. Some time to yourself. A weekend getaway with friends. What was the question asking?
What do you need right now?
Ooh, a getaway with friends.
That's totally valid. Which of these quotes are most likely to be written in your journal? It's a good thing you picked me for this one. Because there's a lot of text for this. I already got this one.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I already picked mine. I picked C, but let me read them all first.
Okay.
I define connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued. When they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. By Brené Brown. B. The possession of knowledge does not kill the sense of wonder and mystery. There is always more mystery. By Anais Nin. C, which is my favorite, wildflower, pick your pretty little head. It will get easier. Your dreams are not dead.
Ooh, that's a good one.
By Nikki Rowe. D, there is strange comfort in knowing that no matter what happens today, the sun will always rise again tomorrow.
That's a little depressing.
By Aaron Loritison.
I think that's a little depressing, but that's just me.
Really? I think it was like, you always got a fresh start.
Oh.
A book, or a room without books is like a body without a soul. By Marcus Tullius Cicero. I'm assuming I pronounced that right because it was a cool way to pronounce it. Make your own Bible. Select and collect all the words and sentences that in all your readings have been to you like the blast of a trumpet. By Ralph Waldo Emerson.
So I'm going to say it between... A and F, but I'm gonna say A.
Alright, and you picked I define connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued.
Yeah.
Pick an unusual dish.
Ooh,
what the hell?
Jellyfish in China. Crispy. What? Oh, sorry.
Ooh. Crispy tarantulas.
Okay,
spider.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was about texting this. What did it say? Crispy tarantulas?
Yeah.
In where?
Cambodia. So spiders.
Snails in French. In France.
Ooh, God. Green ants in Australia or haggis.
Haggis? A Scottish dish made of the heart, liver, and lung of a sheep.
That's nasty. I'm sorry. Like, no diss, but that sounds nasty to somebody who hasn't tried it.
What's B?
B is fermented horse milk from... I'm sorry. No.
I'm gonna say jellyfish. I feel like
I've
heard it
tastes like chicken.
I I feel like that would be the only thing. That's what kind of weather makes you feel
most powerful? I got this one.
Okay. What question would you pick for me? What answer would you pick for me?
You want me to pick for
you? Yeah.
Alright. Mm-hmm. So what kind of how do I know what makes you feel peaceful?
You should know me well enough.
A thunderstorm, warm sunny weather, beautiful snowy weather, clear weather, neither too hot nor too cold, cool and frosty weather, or hot and humid.
Wait. I'll give you a hint. It's on the left side.
The thunderstorm.
No.
Snow.
Yeah.
That's valid. I picked a thunderstorm.
Really?
Thunderstorms make me feel so at peace, and I can't describe it. Pick a reason to smile today.
Ooh.
I just got your question, which one would you try?
Really?
Yeah. The beauty of the world feels almost today.
Okay.
You're full of optimism for no particular reason. Yo, why did that? You hear that drop?
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, you have time to relax with a good book and a glass of wine. Oh, I didn't see that.
Really?
Yeah. You saw your best friend, and made plans for the weekend together. You're one step closer to retrieving your dreams today than you were yesterday, where you enjoyed a delicious meal with somebody.
I'm gonna say E because I'm so close to graduating.
That's totally valid. That's a good one.
Oh, I seen you had this one.
What job would? Yeah.
My dream job was A. That used to be my dream job.
That one, you're gonna pick?
Yeah.
I picked. I mean, come on. Could you guess?
A musician.
Yeah.
But I originally wanted to be a game tester more than a game designer.
In a sitcom, your role would be.
Ooh.
Wanna read them?
Okay, you read them.
The child. Exciting and attractive. The goofball. Quirky and unpredictable. The wisecracker. The one who finds humor in every situation. The precocious. Sweet and adorable and childlike. Is that precious? I don't know. The dork. Well, because you are one. Dang. Wow.
Wow.
The sage, somewhat of a mentor to everyone else.
Okay, so
I take the goofball.
So, I would say E.
E?
Yeah, I've kind of always been a dork. A dork, a nerd, you know.
That's valid. Ooh, I got the same one.
They're two different things, people. A dork and a nerd are two different things, people. You can read this.
Which one of these books have the most interesting title? I'm on the same one. I already picked, I think. The Forest of Hands and Teeth by Carrie Ryan.
Ew.
Baba Yaga Laid an Egg. I can't even pronounce that name. I'm not even going to try. The Dead Duke, His Secret Wife, and The Missing Corpse by Pue Maria Etuel. Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. I know Ray Bradbury is a really good author, but I haven't read any of his stuff. Where the Sea Breaks Its Back by Corey Fold, or Keep the Flying by George Orwell.
I'm gonna say C.
C?
Yeah.
The Duke, His Secret Wife, and The Missing Corpse?
Yeah.
I picked Where the Sea Breaks Its Back. What does that mean?
I don't know. How does he break its back?
Oh, wait. You got it out. What's your favorite musical? I picked Hamilton.
Oh. Wicked, The Phantom, The West Side Story. Finally just understood him with it.
Let's go. Which crystal are you most likely to carry?
Green.
In your pocket. Alright.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that a gate is green. So do you want me to pick a gates? Yes.
Okay, we're gonna say first.
Alright, where are we?
That one?
Oh, there we are, yeah. No.
No.
Here we go.
Wait, why are there so many?
Harmonizing a gate, a healing rose quartz, a protective amethyst, an enlightening lapis lazuli, a positive citron, or a stimulating carnelian.
What does a positive citron look like?
Let's look up citron. I'm assuming it's going to be orange, because the...
Or like yellow?
Prefix. Yeah. Yeah, we were pretty spot on.
I don't mind that one.
You want to pick that one?
Yeah.
Alright.
Wait. Which one's the healing one?
Rose quartz.
Which one's C? Harmonizing? Harmonizing?
Yeah, that was the green one.
What's E?
E? Carnelian. We're gonna learn.
I know nothing about crystals.
Tiny helium.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that one.
It looks like those little red things. I forgot that you can eat. Like the thing from
that's crazy.
Grapefruits. Let's eat from grapefruit.
Yeah.
So which one are you gonna pick? I picked the
lapis lazuli.
The green one, of course. And I think Light Academia. You wanna read yours and then I'll read mine?
You read yours first.
Alright. So I got ethereal. Your number one inspiration is the feeling of extreme lightness and delicateness, one that seems like it's almost out of this world. You enjoy floral patterns, white fabrics, and delicate lace. You gravitate towards pale colors. Your jewelry can either be translucent silver or diamond. Silver is my favorite color for jewelry. You're inspired by gentle music and elaborate chandeliers. Oh, not really. I'm definitely inspired by music. You love long walks in nature, and you find forests, flower gardens, lily ponds, and meadows to be extremely relaxing. I mean, that part's definitely true. Relaxing in this part.
Okay, what do I have?
Yours is so cool.
Which one? Wait. What
does I want to use?
Wait, go up.
Light Academia.
Your personal aesthetic is inspired by your love of knowledge, and what did I say?
Your
general
positive.
Down here. Well, you could.
Oh, your love of knowledge and you got the nerd one, huh?
Yeah.
And the academics.
That makes sense.
Your general positive outlook on life. Your fashion choices are inspired by optimism, joy, gratitude, love, and happy endings.
Yeah.
You wear a lot of blazers, cardigans, and trench coats.
No.
Yeah, so it's a hit or miss. You normally stick to a neutral colored. Yeah.
Yeah.
You choose beautiful yet tactile materials such as cashmere, lace, silk, and satin.
Makes sense.
You particularly enjoy spending time in coffee shops, doing calligraphy, and listening to jazz music.
No.
I mean, the first part was accurate.
It was type accurate. Alright, I think we should do the Doctor Who quiz.
Alright, bet. And we're gonna do a little bit.
Okay, then we'll do music. No. If we're going to play the Doctor Who quiz, you gotta look up Doctor Who music.
Got you.
Oh. Doctor Who Lo-Fi.
Yeah. Okay.
I love a Doctor Who.
Okay. Which Doctor Who would you travel with?
Ooh, go up?
Oh, that's the quiz. Which is your favorite? Seasons 1 through 10. I don't know much on this list. This is 1 and that's 10?
No. Opposite. That's 1 and the last one
is 10. This one's 1?
Yeah.
I'll pick. This is 7?
No.
What's this one?
Okay, so first, that's the first Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. Wait, no, that's the War Doctor. That's the ninth Doctor. That's the tenth Doctor.
Oh, then I picked 10th.
That's the 11th Doctor. And the 12th Doctor. And that's a 13th. But I would go with, honestly, I think all three. But my favorite, I think I would say the 10th. Our season, well, yeah.
What's your name? Or
brilliant. Okay, Ridley.
I'll let you read that. Rose Tyler, Mickey Smith, Captain Jack Harkness, and Myra the Drone.
Oh, what's your favorite companion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rory Williams, Clara Oswald, Vapor Song,
Clara Oswald,
and Ardol.
Clara. Okay. Go up a little bit. Okay.
Which companion is your least favorite?
Okay.
Bill Potts. That's a lame name.
Bill Potts?
Because I don't know the show.
Bill Potts is brilliant. Okay. What is your least favorite companion?
This goes hard.
Roy. No. Mickey. I'm gonna say Mickey. I didn't care for Mickey.
Favorite monster? Oh, I know which one I'd pick.
What?
I'd pick the Weeping Angels.
Yeah, Weeping Angels, yeah.
They're just so iconic. You can't not pick them. I don't even, like, watch Doctor Who, but...
See?
Best of these.
Okay, wait. Read that again. I'm sorry.
Why is it... This is why IT needs to bless us, for real. Which word describes you best out of these? Brave, smart, funny, moody, adventurous, kind, honest, loyal, loving, trustworthy, level-headed, or sweet?
Loyal. I'm gonna say loyal.
That's valid.
I would pick adventurous or sweet. Favorite snack out of these? These all look bad. I'm sorry. Fish-fingered and custard?
Fish-fingered and custard.
Bananas?
Fish-fingered and custard.
Anything but pears or anything but lasagna? I'd pick anything but pears. I don't like them. In a moment of crisis.
Very good. I'm able to keep focused and complete the task to help the doctor so he can save the world. You feel me?
That's what
I'm
picking.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking.
Alright, bet. Are you able to tell the doctor no if needed, or do you always give in to him? I tell him no. I don't give a crap.
Doctor. Ooh. I'm gonna tell him no.
Yeah, right? You
don't wanna. Bro.
Like, I don't know much stuff what the doctor says.
Do me a favor.
I don't know much stuff what the doctor says, but, like, if he's anything, like.
Do me one favor.
Yeah, what's up?
You said, which one did you like? You said you liked it, the one with the blue, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So, go to YouTube. Real fast. And look up Doctor Who. Look up Doctor Who manipulation.
Cut out the wine while you're at it. This?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah. That's the one you said you liked. That's the 10th Doctor.
Yeah, I like him. He's funny.
I love him, see? He's really cocky and witty.
That's funny, yeah. That's literally...
He's the last of his race. His, he's a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey.
That's funny.
He has gone through so many faces and forms. A doctor could be anybody.
What is your idea?
Oh my god, I love this speech.
Oh wait, wrong one. Oh, this is gonna be low.
This episode made me cry. I'm not gonna lie, how cute it being.
Where is the thingy?
Here
we go.
No. Keep going. There it is.
Would you rather travel in the future or the past? Definitely the future.
Future.
Right? Be honest, are you a fan of the Fez?
Yes.
I hate the Fez. Are bow ties cool?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Cool. Of course.
He made, actually, one of those great.
I love bow ties.
The 11th Doctor made bow ties really popular in Britain.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a BBC show.
That's fire.
What's
your favorite catchphrase? Fantastic. I don't know how to say that. You say that. Alonzi.
Yeah, Alonzi.
Geronimo. Or listen. I like Geronimo.
Geronimo!
That one's just fire.
Look up the doctor saying Geronimo and all the quotes. Like, look up Doctor Who saying fantastic, Alonzi, and Geronimo. My favorite Geronimo. That's the 11th Doctor's catchphrase.
Geronimo?
Yeah. That's right. Matt Smith.
Would you save one human you care about most if that meant Luke? Whoa, okay.
Okay, I know what episode this is. I'll read this. Would you save one human you care about most if that meant losing the rest of the human race? Or would you save the human race but you have to lose the one human you care most about? The human race has been saved, but it has to be saved for the greater good. Even though I am giving up one human I love, or are there any more questions to this, or is it just those two?
Just those two.
I don't care about the greater good. I love this human more than anything. And I'm not letting them go for any reason. I'm going to say one.
Do you want to read? Second last question. Oh, we had it.
What? Please. That just threw me off. Is that alright?
No, it's Doctor Who, yeah. Which Hogwarts house are you in? I'd get Cufflepuff.
Bro, what? What? That's so random! I'm gonna say Gryffindor. Really? Actually, no. I'm gonna say
Hufflepuff. Oh. Favorite doctor.
Ooh.
Between 9, 10, 11, 12. 9. God,
okay.
I didn't push
9, 10, 11.
11. 11 is valid.
Yes, I love that. Let's go. I got Matt Smith.
And you know what today? Let's go for a talking show.
Okay.
Because I want to see what D&D class you would be.
Okay.
I'm actually really curious on this one. Let me pull up the same one.
Okay. Alrighty.
Sorry, I got a little bit. Want to read the first question?
Are you an introvert or an extrovert? How you ask me?
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna say the middle one. Cause I could be an introvert, but I could also be an extrovert. Actually, no, I'm gonna say I'm an introvert. I don't really care for talking to people. Okay. Goodness. I'm gonna say introvert, yeah.
Is your weapon of choice? There's a lot here. You want me to read them?
Yeah.
Dagger, sword, everything. Fists, bow, axe, gun, stick, medallion, whip, book, staff, claws, club, or intelligence.
Ooh. I'm gonna say my intelligence.
I was actually gonna pick that one too. Or book?
I feel like it would be between
beating somebody up with a book.
Okay, I feel like it was between my intelligence and my fist. What?
Nothing, I got that one covered. It was asking about dice.
Oh.
What is your fight or flight response?
Fight.
Oh, you're just going in.
Fight.
Not gonna lie, my fight or flight response is to get the just out of there. What is your alignment? Lawful good, neutral good, chaotic good, lawful and neutral, and like all the mixes of those.
Chaotic good.
We're tying on a lot of these. That's crazy. Okay.
Alright.
Listen, be open-ended, guys. This sounds really bad at first. Let's ask, what is your favorite creature? That sounds way better out loud than what the question says.
No. What's your favorite race?
Okay, there we go.
Human? Dragonborn?
Pretty much a dragon human.
Dwarf?
A dwarf.
Oh,
an elf?
Oh, I'm stupid. I never knew a dwarf was spelled like that.
A hobbit from Lord of the Rings.
Half orc?
Mm-hmm. Tiefling?
Half elf.
Half elf? That's valid.
I'm saying half elf.
That's mine too. Why are we tying so much? What is your favorite stat? So, why does this sound like Peaches from...
Stop. No.
What is your favorite stat? Strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, or charisma?
Strength.
For me, it's in between dexterity and charisma. I think I'm gonna have to pick charisma. Pick three? What?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, wow, that's crazy.
You're reading all of these.
Oh my god!
You're reading all of these.
Okay, when a child is punished for their honesty, they begin to lie. Ooh, I like that one.
I like that one. Okay, it could be
they call us dreamers, but we're the ones who don't sleep. Woohoo!
I like that one too.
Why are these all fire? Only a monster can deal with another monster. I don't like that one. Some people survive chaos, and that is how they grow. And some people thrive in chaos because chaos is all they know.
Bars.
That one is. Fight it. Or accept it, fear it, or control it.
Yeah.
Why are all these actually kind of hard? You collect scars because you want proof that you are paying for whatever sins you've committed. Dang.
Look at your eye. Okay. Just gonna go with it too. I'm gonna go.
What's that one? Yeah.
Kill me if you must, but I shall not bow to a king who wears.
Oh my goodness.
Kill me if you must, but I shall not bow to a king who wears a crown studded with the jewels of every life he has ended.
Ooh.
That sounds like an anime character.
It do.
The most dangerous person is the one who listens, thinks, and observes.
Well, that's true.
When you are not fed love on a silver spoon, you learn to lick it off knives. That one's fire. That one's actually kind of fire.
Yeah.
You can't save somebody who's already dead. When a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which it grows, not the flower. I like that one a lot. I've never been good at emotional stuff, except anger. Anger I'm good at. Quiet people have the loudest minds. I don't like the person who said that. Some children are simply born with tragedy in their blood. A man falling off a cliff to certain death will stretch out a hand even to his worst enemy.
Okay.
So you gotta pick three.
Okay, I'm gonna pick the first one.
When a child is punished for their honesty, they begin to lie. All right.
Yo, I'm messing with the soundtrack so heavy.
Right?
I'm gonna pick. Go down. What's this one again?
You collect scars because you have proof that you have pain.
Ooh, okay. Go down. I'm gonna say the king one. The king one. No. Yeah, that one.
You got one more.
Go down. Go down. That one. Yeah.
Some children are simply born with tragedy in their blood.
Yeah.
Alright. And next. And for me, I'll pick some people survive chaos and that is how they grow, and some people thrive in chaos because that's all they know. Flower doesn't.
Let me fix this. Okay. Hi. Hello. Welcome. Okay.
When a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which it grows, not the flower. And
I would have picked the last one too, me personally.
I'm gonna pick when you are not fed love on a silver spoon, you learn to lick it off knives.
Okay.
That one just goes so hard.
Okay.
So just pick. So this one is just pictures. So just pick whatever picture looks the coolest to you.
Ooh. Go up. Keep going. I was gonna say the second one, but if you keep going down, honestly.
That looks like Hermione.
Actually, it looks like Gwen Stacy to me.
Oh my god, it does.
I'm gonna say that one.
This one.
Or actually, I'm gonna say the second one.
This one.
It's the second one or the last one, but I personally think it's the last one.
This one?
Yeah, but like, oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying it.
No, you're fine.
Which
one are you picking then?
I guess that one. Okay. I like the stars and the moons.
Yeah.
The party comes across the dragon, so you're chill. Like, let's say you were in a medieval setting.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
God. Do you steal it? It's treasure? Kill it? Talk to it? Fight it? To not kill it, you know, spare its life, evade it, or laugh maniacally, or seduce it.
I'm laughing maniacally. Oh, wait, is there more? It's a show all.
Oh, that's all the questions.
Oh, no. It's between laugh maniacally or talk to it.
So it's in between laugh maniacally and talk to it?
Yeah.
I would talk to it, personally, but which one are you picking?
My first choice was talk to it.
That one?
But, I don't know, I'm a little crazy, so I'm gonna laugh maniacally.
That's valid. I'm gonna talk to it, just because, like, imagine having a dragon friend.
Right.
Ooh, another picture. Sorry, audience.
Ooh, I'm gonna say that second one.
The second one?
No, like, yeah, that one.
That's valid.
Yeah.
All of these are so nice. I gotta pick this one. I'm always drawn. I'm just constantly drawn back. So if you had to wear armor, which one would you pick? Heavy armor, medium, or light? Or none at all?
I'm gonna say light.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to be, like, weighed down by my armor at all. What's your zodiac sign?
Pisces.
Where is that? There it is. How would your friends describe you? Oh, we get to answer for
each other. Okay, so you answer one.
Yo.
Daddy issues slash.
Yo, what is these answers? Alright,
What?
I picked gadget guy slash nerd.
Okay, cool.
You literally described yourself as a nerd before.
Yeah, I did.
Alright.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, it's not like it's raining.
Look at that one.
This one, right? That's why I said, oh my god. I'm telling you, it should be this one. It's probably this one. Or, like, maybe this one. Maybe this one.
Is that what you're gonna pick?
Where'd it go? I'm gonna say this one.
What does picks up strays mean? Oh, that is amazing.
Alright.
We're in the pictures again.
Oh, we got two different ones. Wait, go back? Go
to yours. What order it's in. Ooh, I like that.
I do too.
You're gonna pick. Wait, let's look at all of them. Okay, let's look at all of them. That one's fire too.
That one's cool.
That one's cool too.
Yeah. I don't like that one.
This one?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Nah.
Me
neither. Looks like a fighter. Which is a class.
Go up. I'm sorry. Excuse me. That looks cool.
This one?
I'm not going for it. I'll say that first one, yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
I was gonna pick that one. Oh, wait, that was mine. Oops. Oh, well. So, you said this one?
Yeah. I
apologize. No, you're good. That was my fault. That was my second pick anyways. If not, I would have picked this one.
Really? Yep. Oh, okay. I'm a dragon master.
That's crazy. I got druid.
Okay.
Which is like animals. And out of all... there's so many answers. Most people got rogue.
Oh, that's crazy. What's rogue?
Rogue is like thief.
Okay.
Or versatile. Ranger, which is like a fighter that uses spells. Cleric, a healer.
What's a dragon master?
You're like the one that controls everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
DM would be like the person who sets the story.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. I get to control people's stories. I'm crying. What's your name in class?
Wait.
Is that it? That
we have still one more test. We got 5 minutes left.
Wow. We can play one more. We're on, I guess.
Let's do...
Hi. Oh,
sorry for the technical difficulties.
My goodness. Okay. Hi. Welcome.
Instead, because we don't have time for a quiz.
Yeah.
We're going to react to Dragon Ball.
Okay. Make it full screen. Make it full screen.
Oh, you're right.
Click F.
Okay. This looks like a mobile game. Like the slots. Oh, okay. Starting off. Dang. Okay, going in with the fusions immediately.
Jiren. No, that's kind of crazy. Like, what if?
Wait, what? Oh, they're doing the what if? I didn't even realize that.
Trunks, future Trunks. Ooh, this is
all the future Trunks was in the Tournament of Power. Nobody cares for Brienne. I'm sorry.
Hey, Brienne. Oh, Trunks just got jumped. Ooh, bars. Tournament of Power.
Yajirobe?
Oh my god.
I love Yajirobe.
Oh my god.
Yajirobe is a goat.
There are characters in.
Yo, wait!
So that means.
Oh,
wait. So that means it's like the other Dokkans?
Yeah. So this one right here, I can already see with the what if. What if the all the Z Warriors went to handle with Boo? Because Yajirobe's in the tournament. Yajirobe would cook Spapovich. I'm sorry.
Think so?
People sleep on Yajirobe. He's a
good. Yeah, I'm not lying. I was sleeping on him. Ooh. Deborah? Mr. Satan. If Mr. Satan got to the finals and it was Deborah. Wait, then.
Yo! What?
Who? Oh my god.
That's from the Tournament of Power.
Yo, this looks amazing.
Oh, they're about to drop something heavy. Something about this
feels completely different. Oh my god. I think I'm slowly starting to get the hang of this. Oh my god.
Oh, if I defeat you, I shall achieve the very pinnacle of strength. Alright, chill.
That's fire. Oh my god. Not
bad. Ooh! Oh my god. Sharpen your. And praise be. Together, we shall
achieve the very pinnacle of radiance. I can't just imagine playing story mode in this. I feel like it's gonna be super based.
10, 11, 24.
So next month. No.
Dang,
a couple months.
Yeah.
Pre-order bonus.
That's crazy. And we're almost done, so.
Ultimate.
Bye, everybody. But
we're going
to go out while I'm showing you why Yajirobe is the GOAT, okay?
Because he destroyed some Cybermen, man.
No. We're going to cut off early. Because this is probably going to be our ending. Yeah, we have less than a minute left.
Well. See you later.
Less than a minute. Gee, that's a big fire. What are you going to do with that? Bro killed Mr. Piccolo's minion.
Oh. I'm going to eat it, of course. Yeah, that's pretty strong.
And then bro eats him. Not
yours. Well, see you later, guys.
So yeah, see ya, everybody. Bye-bye.